It's been called cryptogamic or microbiotic or cryptobiotic. It's that thin crust of lichens, fungus, and moss that grows where nothing else will grow. In the last decade, a growing group of scientists have concluded that this crust is a critical element in the survival of the planet. If you hear some highway noise, it'll be worth it because we get to travel in a van with some of the leading scientists, including Sasha Reed, who is based at the U.S. Geological Survey Station in Moab.
And the first was in Germany, and then the second was in Madrid, Spain. And then this is the third event, the largest yet, in a growing community of biocrust scientists, and it's here in Little Moab, Utah.
Reed is co-chair of the conference, along with Matthew Bowker from Northern Arizona University, who is driving our van. We're in a fleet of scientists headed for a remote experimental station in the Canyonlands. Bowker lists some of the countries the passengers are from.
We have the United States, Canada, Mexico, Peru, Brazil, Spain, Germany, France, Niger, Algeria, Israel, China. Now I'm slowing down. Australia.
Iceland.
I think people should start thinking of crust as the living skin of the earth. And what we want to do is learn how to regrow the living skin once it's been damaged or lost.
Riding shotgun is Dr. Jane Belknap, who heads the Moab USGS station and who has just received a Lifetime Achievement Award for her role in pioneering this new field.
Jane is just epic in the biocrust world. She has been an incredible force of nature in increasing our understanding of biological soil crusts, in bringing that community of biocrust scientists together.
Belknap has published massively on the subject and was editor of a 2001 book that ultimately made her the Pied Piper of the biocrust world.
We have nuked crust over such a massive landscape in the western U.S. Now we have to start to figure out how to fix it. Utahns really should care about biocrusts and keeping them healthy here. One of the biggest reasons that people in the Wasatch Front could relate to them is dust. So we get massive dust storms moving into the Salt Lake area and Provo and Ogden coming from the deserts, and mostly that's a result of soil surface disturbance or fire, both of which will smash the crust and keep them from stabilizing the soils.
Belknap and her colleagues were the first to observe and study the pink snow phenomenon, where desert dust gets blown into the mountains and causes earlier snow melt, and fugitive dust happens when the crust is suffering.
Recreation is a huge impact to soil crust in Utah, but we have really a large amount of work to do to get people to stay on the trails, to stay on the roads, you know, the designated corridors of travel, whether you're on foot or on bike or in a car. Plus, it just looks nicer for everybody visiting. I mean, it's not fun to go to somewhere you've put a lot of effort and money into getting there, and what you see is a bunch of tire tracks.
This isn't just a Utah thing. Modern biocrust science began as a German-American collaboration. When you add up deserts and drylands, we're talking 40% of the planet. Thomas Fischer from Germany's University of Technology was among those examining the robust cryptos in Canyonlands.
So we also have maybe dry regions, but the key is the appearance of these lichens, of algal crust, of cyanobacteria, and they are worldwide, even in the Arctics, mm-hmm. or in Africa, in Asia, Australia, in America, everywhere, on every continent.
That means pink snow in the Himalayas as well as Colorado. But NAU's Matthew Bowker, after studying crusts in numerous western states, has become optimistic.
We're going to see major breakthroughs in the next 10 years. We found that we can grow quite a lot of the crust organisms. Sometimes we can get the ones that we grew to live in the field. So we need to get better at both of those things. And then we need to figure out how to do it big. How do we go big scale? And there's been some impressive achievements in China that are large that we should look to and we should perhaps emulate.
Reporting from the Needles District of Canyonlands, this is John Kovash for UPR News.